everybody. Flip and Danny here, founders of the Freedom Real Estate Group, family of Bailey, stop licking my fingers. Founders of the Freedom Real Estate Group, family of companies. And we've got our puppies at our feet here. And Bailey, our golden retriever, decided to start licking my fingers. Yeah. Buddy. Welcome to another live episode featuring our dogs as well. And welcome to our podcast, which is called
Freedom Through Passive Income.
That's right. Thank you very much, Bailey. Welcome to, this is week 35.
Yes.
This is our weekly recap and key takeaways. And is also
Fun Shirt Friday.
This is Fun Shirt Friday.
Yep.
But not only that, this is also Happy Football Day. That's right. Today is Michigan State's first football game of the season. And this is called Happy Football Day. This is a national holiday on my calendar. But anyway, so welcome to week 35, weekly recap and key takeaways. Let's go back to episode number 239 called Investing F Words, but it wasn't the F words that I thought. Key takeaways is FOMO is the fear of missing out. When using this term regarding investing, it means following the pack or listening to tales of success without doing your research or evaluating risk.
Mm-hmm.
And another key takeaway, social media amplifies success and distorts the journey undertaken to achieve those goals. Outlets like Facebook and Instagram promote a keeping up with the Joneses mentality and downplay the need for us to independently reach conclusions based on actual information.
Yeah. Episode 240, this is Investing F Words Part 2. Key takeaway number one is FUD stands for fear, uncertainty, and doubt.
It's in the world. FUD.
Yes, it's FUD. In the world of investments, a FUD person is one who is ultra conservative and because of a lack of understanding about an investment vehicle is rendered into a state of inaction and they miss an opportunity. Key takeaway number two is overcoming FUD can be difficult when it comes to investing. But if you set aside a small amount of time that creates a level of comfort, you can dip your toe into investing and move from a state of inertia to one of action.
And all I can think of is my name is Elmer J. FUD. I want to mention and a yacht. Anyway, for those Looney Tunes fans out there. So episode 241, Motivational Monday, you don't always need a plan. So key takeaways is you don't need a complete plan to start. If you understand the direction you're going and you understand the first step you want to take, worry about step two once step two gets here. Just know your destination and know where you're pointing. Another takeaway is action is the most important thing. You have to be able to take a step without having all of the information, but having enough that you don't feel like you're misguided.
That's right. Episode 242, Buzzkill Alert. It's getting harder to retire. Key takeaway number one, yes, it's getting harder to retire, but there's also so many opportunities to take advantage of, but only if you know about them and how to leverage them. Grow what you have, plant the seeds today for tomorrow's harvest. Key takeaway number two, you know retirement is coming. Don't expect the government to take care of you. Don't put the burden on someone else. Pay attention, get educated, and take action. Cost of living and other things like medical expenses will only get higher as you get older.
And then episode number 243, how the top 1% invest differently than the middle class. Key takeaways is the what. They invest in alternative investments and not just stocks and diversify across a wide range of investment types with both growth and preservation in mind. Another takeaway is the how. They research enough about an investment in order to be comfortable in where they are sending their dollars. Along the same theme of being comfortable, they invest to match the risk tolerance of their personality type.
That's right. And episode 244 was yesterday, our week 35 live update. And the two key takeaways that we chose was when we were in Ohio, we hosted an FCI event. It was actually Eric that was the one that was hosting it and put it on and coordinated everything. Congratulations, Eric. It was a great event. I had a good turnout and really enjoyed the hot seats and getting to know everybody. So it was very, very powerful. And we all had our swag on and the entire FCI. Well,
almost
you had,
everybody. Yes. I had my red, white, and blue on.
It was close enough.
I didn't get the memo.
But our FCI team, for the most part, was all in the office, so we got to take a picture, and it was really exciting. And then secondly, our second PML deal. When I say PML, that means private money lending deal. Mm-hmm. Now, we're not the borrower. We are the lender. Mm-hmm. So this is the second time we've actually loaned money to another investor for a deal. We're actually testing it out because it's going to be business number 7. It's going to be part of one of the new funds that we are launching here towards the end of this year. And so we're super, super excited to have gotten that one across the finish line, posted it on Facebook, and you know how many messages I got for people that wanted to borrow money? Mm-hmm. It was crazy. I'm like, we do not have this set up as a business quite yet.
Just yet.
Touch base in a couple months.
Yeah, which I do have to say, this is very odd for you, because what you're doing is you're dipping your toe in the water and doing this. Usually we jump in, up to our eyeballs. So that's, I'm very impressed.
Thank you. Yeah. I've got way too much going on right now to jump in.
Well, excellent. Well, we hope you enjoyed this episode. Make sure you're heading on over to our website, freedomcapitalinvestments.com, to join the investor club and to learn about all the stuff that we're doing, as well as the swag stores on there as well. And also, we're going to be adding a little button on there if you have a deal that you want to submit a deal to us. So that should be coming in the next day or two as well.
Yeah, sounds great.
All right. Well, we'd like to end all of our episodes with
Invest Smart,
Live Happy.
Bye, everybody.
Nothing on this show should be considered specific, personal, or professional advice. Please consult an appropriate tax, legal, real estate, financial, or business professional for individualized advice. Opinions and information on the show are not guaranteed. All investment strategies have the potential for profit and loss.